I'll start with the injuries. Johnny Jolly, he will probably miss some practice time this week with his knee sprain. Ryan Pickett will test probably Wednesday, possibly Thursday. Let's see if he'll go later in the week. Brandon Underwood, he will be limited this week in practice, and B.J. Raji will also be limited this week in practice. With that, I'll take your questions. Oh, I think it's great for Brandon and the Green Bay Packers. Just I'm excited to be able to continue to work with Brandon. It's something that is definitely well deserved. I mean, just like we have in the past, I really don't discuss the business affairs and frankly, those are questions for other individuals in our organization.
Like when you look at his development, though, and the value that he has in the scheme, what does he mean to your defense and his versatility?
Well, he's a good football player. He's a good pro, high-character individual. But I think you've really hit the nail on the head. His flexibility, his versatility, to play in the different sub packages, and really his skill set, what he brings to the table. He's been playing outstanding on special teams. He won the award last week for special teams, and he has a good chance of being part of another award on special teams. So, very versatile football player on our football team. Absolutely. We're trying to, you cannot have enough good football players. I think that's shown every single year in the National Football League. Injuries are the one variable that you cannot control as you go through the season. So we're definitely trying to do the best we can to keep as many football players, good football players, as we can. Well, we're growing as a football team, and I know a lot's been made of the psycho package, but it's really setting a menu for your defense and your offense and special teams during the off season, and we're getting to some of the other packages that we haven't done yet, and it really comes down to trust. It comes down to the players trusting one another and the responsibilities that they have. It's the coaches trusting the players to do things the right way. And it's just that variable of using all the different schemes that we do have in place and making the adjustments, trying to continue to utilize as many players as you can. And we have that flexibility and those resources on defense. So it's great to see players get excited about new wrinkles. I think that's human nature. But more importantly, it's the players taking the plan, believing, trusting the plan, and going out and executing the high level. Because, frankly, that's how those packages get called. It's one thing to have a great playbook and have all these great ideas, but to get it to Sunday, it has to be executed and has to be done correctly, and there has to be trust from the coordinator making that call to the players, and that's what I see probably the biggest part of our defense as far as we're growing and moving forward. Well, the highest percentage of your unscouted looks on either side of the ball are definitely weeks 1 through 3 in the season. So, our situation is different this year because we are a new defensive scheme and we are a multiple defensive scheme. And you can't run everything, in weeks 1 through 10. And we're growing into some other areas. You're finding out more about your players as you move forward in year one. I think that's a normal progression. And we're starting to target and get to some of the things we haven't done yet. He's got a big book, so it's about concepts and principles And that's the most important thing, building the different concepts and principles and utilizing the players that play to that skill, you know, that play that those principles cause the plays to their skill set, and just trying to change the face. So, I mean, football's still football. You're just really trying to change the face of a number of different things. Take the planning? Well, we got a big playbook over on that side of the ball too. I mean, we feel good about the plan that we put together. Really, you know, for the most part, a number of our issues have been execution. You know, I'm very critical of some of the play calling. You know, we had to pre-snap penalty on the one series as we go forward. You know, we had an opportunity on third down, but you know, the first part is our red zone possessions are, you know, close to where they need to be. So. You always want to be in the top five in the league. I'm not exactly sure where we rank, but we're getting down there enough. But, yeah, we need to score more touchdowns. We'll continue to work on that, and that's just something that I feel the process of putting a plan together, and it's the same thing. We're not designing new plays and new things, and, frankly, that's not the answer because you can't invest the time in the reps to get new concepts and new things ready for a game, in my opinion. Now, you can have adjustments and variations, and we'll continue to look at that. But, you know, our red zone package will apply to our opponent like it does every week, and our players and coaches will work exclusively during the week and get it ready to go. But, yeah, our production needs to improve in the red zone. There's no doubt about it. I'm sorry? Well, I think you look at adversity. I mean, football is about overcoming adversity in so many different forms and fashions, and I think yesterday's game is another example of it. The ability to get out in front of your opponent and they make a surge to come back and just keep answering the bell. So I think we're doing a much better job of that this year than we did in the past. We're just doing a better job this year. I mean, every year is different. You know, every football team is different. To sit here and compare. I know a number of the same players may be here from this year to last year. So, I mean, is there some maturity? Yes, that could be part of it. But, you know, every year is so different, whether it's injuries, your opponents, the way you play, and the maturation of your team. So it's a whole different year. I think Nick's having an excellent year. That's something that, yeah, I think Nick's having a great year. And I'm very happy with the way Nick has dove into the new scheme. And he's progressively getting better, you know, as a communicator back there. And he's very comfortable. I mean, you can't say enough about his instincts and ability to break on the football, especially when he gets his hands on the football. He's such a dangerous returner. Had a big play on special teams in the kickoff cover yesterday. So, yeah, I think Nick's having an excellent year. Well, that was the biggest challenge Mark has had this year as far as the number of reps. And that's something that we have to look at. And really, I'm curious to see how he comes in here Wednesday because I'm sure he's sore today. And anytime you come off at, you know, major injury and the first time you go to a full game, that's something that we're watching very closely. So, but we feel like we've prepared ourselves and as far as having TJ ready to go. But we'll be smart with his reps. And that's, you know. Wednesday will be a big day. I'll just say this. I have all the confidence in the world in Mason Crosby. And as far as what players, what position, you know, we bring players in here all the time on Tuesdays. So, and I've never commented on it in the past, and I won't today. But I have all the confidence in the world in Mason Crosby. You know, really, the business part of it is not for me really to sit up here and talk about, but I find Nick Collins and for the most part, all of our players are very professional. You know, everybody understands the way the business goes. You want to see, you know, the positives work out for everybody. And, you know, Nick Collins is having a great year. And, and I'll leave it at that. But you know, I think Nick has been a core guy in our locker room, and you see he's playing at an extremely high level. Not really. I mean, I'm not going to sit here as a play caller and blame it all on the players or the execution. We need to perform better in the red zone. We look at all the calls every week, evaluate them. We review what the opponent gave us. Did we give the players the proper reps during the course of the week as far as what we expected to give there? I mean, that's all part of the evaluation. It's all part of the game planning. We just need to do a better job. I thought Mike Carey did a good job communicating, you know, but we'll go through the normal process there. You know, we'll take the game, and that'll probably be one of the plays that we'll talk about with the league office, and we'll have further communication. I mean, we participate in that procedure every week, but you know, I thought the group as a whole, the crew, did a very good job explaining everything. Yeah, I mean, I challenged it because I thought it was a touchdown, and I would like to see it be a touchdown, but it doesn't always go that way. Well, the number was low, but I mean, it's just like anything. You look at the numbers and you know how did you know what penalties occurred. You know, the three pre-snap penalties I was not excited about, and you know we'll definitely address that today with the players, you know, in their individual meetings. But, you can't control how the other team plays or how it's called. But, I mean, yes, the answer to the question is nice to be on that side of it, you know, no doubt about it. I mean it's football. The size of the playbook didn't really have anything to do with why he was hired here. But it was interesting that he brought along the original notes and some of his game plans and things that he did in year one in '92 in Pittsburgh. So he talked about the origin of the defense, how it started, when it was brought into the league. You know, that was interesting. But, I mean, going through that whole process, you know, it's about so many other things. I mean, he was brought in there for a reason because of his expertise in that defense. But it was more about fit, to be honest with you. I thought all the candidates were excellent, but I think it's more about fit, and fit is a two-way street, and I think he's been an excellent fit for us. I think everything. I mean, everything involved. Number one, you need to be an expert in your area. I mean, he definitely walked through the doors with that. But, you know, the Green Bay Packers, he needed to fit to the Green Bay Packers. And frankly, you know, we needed to fit for him. You know, it goes both ways. You know, sometimes things don't always look the way you may think they do on paper or, you know, the perception of this guy would be perfect. You know, it's about sitting down, interacting with people. Make sure you know they don't not only fit with me, but the other components in the building. So, I mean, that's why you go through the process. Well, just with your Mike or any of those types of formations, I mean, it's the same every week. You're looking for matchups, but you're also looking for scheme identification, too. I mean, there's information that is gathered when you break traditional formations. So that's really been our plan every week.
Does that allow you any breathing room?
we don't have any breathing room right now. We're focused on the Pittsburgh Steelers. They've given us plenty to think about and prepare for, you know, throughout the week. And it's really what 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, whenever it was, when I started talking to players about the playoffs, when the playoffs always seem to come up, it really doesn't make any sense for us to even worry about the playoffs until you get the double-digit wins. And then really once you get to 10, 11 wins, that doesn't guarantee you a spot in it in the playoffs anyways, you know, from what history tells you. So, you know, seriously, we're focused on beating the Pittsburgh Steelers, getting the 10 wins, and then, you know, I'm sure when I stand up here next week, you know, the playoff picture probably would have changed. I mean, there's 3 games left. There's a lot of things that happened in the last 3 weeks of the season. The scenarios will change. They always do. So everybody's fighting to get in, and that's the type of game we're preparing for this week. Well, it's a very good football team that's had some struggles of late, and we know we're going to get their best shot. They're still the defending world champions for many different reasons, and we're playing at their place. I mean, this is going to be a true test to our football team. So we're just starting to break them down as coaches, and we need to have a good plan. We need to execute at a high level to beat this team. Oh yeah, I mean it's always neat going home. I had the opportunity to go home 2 years ago, so that was neat. You know, it's probably good that had a chance to do that. But this is a business trip for all of us, you know, myself included. So we're focused on getting the 10 wins. That's part of it. Yeah. Well, the passing game, we had 24 attempts. Frankly, I thought the two minuses for the offense were, number one, the turnovers. You know, we don't turn the ball over, and I'm just a big believer in things that you make staples of your football team, the things that you practice on every single day. I mean, because you don't have an opportunity to, you know, you want to be good at everything. Everybody does, but, I mean, you have to be able to identify with certain variables in your football team, and that's something we've done a good job of. And the two turnovers I thought were two big negatives for us on offense. And the other part was third down. I mean, outside of that, I thought we were very productive. I thought we ran the ball the way we anticipated to run in, you know, into that game. And really, the third downs conversions really kept our opportunities down. So I think we're 58, 60 plays on tape, and if you convert, you know, third downs, now we're up in 72, 75 plays that we're more accustomed to playing, and I think our passing game would have probably improved, you know, with the number of plays. But our two biggest failures were, number one, giving the ball away, and number two, the third down production. Mm-hmm. Based on what the defense played, yeah, I was fine with the decision. The only play that I thought that he was in position for possible injury was the two-point play, and with Tommy Harris hit him low after coming off of Josh Sitton in pass protection. That's the only play I can think of. I'm not aware of the conversation. Oh, I would clearly say Aaron Rodgers has fallen in the classification of a franchise quarterback. He's played at that level. I know it's only been a year and a half or a year and three quarters, but I think he's definitely at that level of play. So I think just that in itself tells you how we feel about him and his value to our football team. A.J. Hawk, Atari Bigby on defense, Ryan Grant on offense, Brandon Schiller was a big hit, and special teams.